You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that it took us so long to get on the air. We're having all kinds of problems here, as you can see. And we've got quite a good turnout for the conference. We had two beautiful young ladies who were going to do the pledge, but they got tired of waiting and lit out for who knows where. So what we're going to do in just a couple of seconds is we're going to have the people that are here at the conference, as we traditionally do on the first night of the conference, come up and tell you a little bit about themselves, where they're from, why they're here, and so far, whether they believe that they have realized the entire worth of the cost of their trip and all of the things that they had to change and do away with, and the traveling and all of that kind of stuff in order to get here, whether they feel that it was that they've already realized the full value of that. And they'll be telling you the truth, and you may hear somebody who hasn't, who doesn't feel that way. I don't know, but we'll go through everybody that's here and sort of give you a feeling through their eyes of what it's like to be here. You're going to find out that from the time they get up in the morning until midnight, we keep them extremely busy. There are no opportunities to go and get into any mischief or anything else. And tomorrow during the day, I'm sure there'll be some bleary eyes because they won't get enough sleep and they have to be back here in the morning again. So don't go away. We'll be right back and you'll get to hear from the attendees, or as many as we can get in front of this microphone. I don't know if we can get everybody up here, but we're going to try. And we've already lost a few minutes. So don't go away. We'll be right back. This is fun. We're just having all kinds of... let me see what's going on here. Maybe it's not in here, right? It's okay to me. We'll try it again and see what happens. Don't go away. Hopefully, we'll be back. I don't believe it. Something works. You might sound like green to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Fowler.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Dennis from Indiana.
Hi, Dennis.
well, this is working out good. Now, I'll tell you, I've learned a lot today. We talked about symbolism.
Dennis, where are you from?
Oh, Indiana.
Okay, you're from Indiana.
Yes.
And, okay, tell us, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here because I care about my country. And I'm sitting in a room full of people that also care about their country. And what I want to know is, why aren't you people out there here with us?
That's a good question. Well, tell us about your day.
Well, we got up early because we got in early, 4 o'clock this morning before we arrived, so we didn't get much sleep. And it's just been a busy, hectic day. We had a nice meal, all-you-can-eat buffet. You all missed that, too. It was good. I got lost on the way over there. I got my directions turned around, but this is my first day here. It'll get better.
And what have you learned today?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm blank right this minute. All I can remember is symbolism.
In
the Kennedy thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was part of the symbolism. But, classic case of Mike fright.
I can see that.
Yeah, thank you.
Even your whiskers are trembling.
Yeah.
Do you think, even though you can't remember what it is that you learned, that that it was worth the trip?
Oh, of course. If I didn't think it was worth it, I wouldn't be here.
Okay.
This is my second year.
Anything else you want to say, Dennis?
Let me out of here. I'm getting nervous.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Who's next? As you can see, folks, as happened to me the first time I was ever put in front of a radio microphone, it gets a little scary. And so don't be surprised if we don't get some freeze-ups up here. Who's next? Come on up. Don't be bashful. No chicken pluckers allowed. And what's your name?
Hi, my name's Robert, and I'm from California.
And what are you doing here, Robert?
I'm here to learn more about freedom and what's going on in our country and the world. And today I learned more about the symbolism at Dealey Plaza and also the Luxor Hotel, more than I learned from the first times I viewed the Kennedy Zapruder film and the Luxor video that's put out by Harvest Trust.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised because there was a couple of more symbols than I had learned before from last year's conference.
Did it open any doors for you? Are you able to understand a little bit better who's manipulating this country and how they're doing it?
Yes, I've read a lot of the books Bill's that recommended to read to better understand the secret societies, and Bill gave us a homework assignment to look up what secret society is behind the Luxor Hotel.
Okay, but that not what secret society is behind it, but what it says on the emblem in the Luxor Hotel of the society that supposedly brings you all of these the entertainment three steps of initiation, which the public views as entertainment in the Luxor Hotel.
Right. I forgot how to phrase.
Okay. Now, we're in the Ramada Hotel. Have you seen anything here?
I haven't seen...
I'm just joking.
Okay.
Do you think it was worth coming?
Yes, it was worth driving out from California.
And you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Met a lot of good people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some people I met from last year's conference are here again, too, like myself.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Robert's been with us for a long time. He was here last year. He's a member. Who's next? Look, everybody's convenient. Come on up here. Come on, Cal. It's hard to make a move. You know what I need? I need somebody out there with a big stick. Go around and say, "You're next."
Well, I'm next, Bill. I'm from the great Republic of Michigan. I'd like to say a special hello to Leslie and Steve. Boy, you just don't know what you missed out on. You should have saved all the money and forgot Disneyland and Epcot Center and all the rest of the attractions and came here. You can't put it into words in just a few seconds what you learn, because there's just so much. I was to the second conference, and this one, I picked up things that are more impressive than the conference previous. And the room is just filled with great people. I love my country, and I'm looking around, and I see a lot of good people. So I know there's more people out there.
There are.
Absolutely. And if people would do just what we're doing at a local level, get together, talk, quit locking themselves in the living room with the remote control, get a little bit more active just with their neighbors and their friends, we can make a very big difference.
Yes, we can. But it requires also that when they do get together, that they make sure that what they talk about is the truth.
Absolutely. And they have to have it to back it up.
And it's got to be documented.
Absolutely. Rumors won't solve a thing. They're just digging in the hole deeper.
That's correct.
It's the truth that will set us all free.
Okay. Do you think it was worth coming?
I would have walked if I had to. Would have wore out some shoes, but definitely. Folks, I can't put it into words. I'm not too good in front of the microphone here, but definitely, definitely, you had to have come. Or if there's going to be a third one, you better get here.
And we hope there will be.
I sure hope so myself. I'll definitely be there.
Okay, Cal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's get your wife up here. Where is she?
She
ran. Diana? Where's Diana Moore? Come on, Diana. Ann? Here comes Ann. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought Diane was a chicken plucker. Where are you from, Ann?
Hi, Bill. I'm from Michigan, Grand Rapids, and I'm really very happy to be here.
Yeah, you need to get a lot closer. Your voice is very soft.
I really am very, very happy to be here, and I'm so pleased to see some of the friends that I have made the last two conferences I have been here.
This is my third conference. That's right,
yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I learned a lot today. I think I know quite a few things from reading so much over the years, and I find I just learn more and more.
Well, you were up to this long before I came along, weren't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
You're an old-timer trying to save this country.
Yes, uh-huh. Even to picketing back in the 60s.
Okay, you got to talk a lot louder. Maybe
even to picketing back in the 60s against the anti-war people. Of course, I didn't realize I was being used the same way they were being used back then.
That's right.
And also, I was a campaigner for Goldwater, and I didn't realize who he was either till much later. So
but now all the pieces are beginning to come together?
And they're all fitting together, yes. Mm-hmm.
They really do practice this divide and conquer concept.
Absolutely,
don't they?
Absolutely. And also there's a lot of betrayal along my path, too, I have seen in the Republican Party and in various groups, and that people have infiltrated and splintered them, and they've just kind of died.
What do you think about the Republican Party today?
Well, I think it's just another arm of the Democrats, and the Democrats are an arm of the Republican, all guided by the same unseen hands.
And it doesn't matter who gets elected. We still go in the same direction, maybe in a little different way, but the result is always the same.
Yes, correct. That's true.
Do you believe Bob Dole when he says that he's going to go after the WTO?
No.
He's the one who gave us the WTO, isn't he?
He worked hand in glove with Clinton, behind our back.
Yeah, the World Trade Organization, for those of you who don't know what WTO is. Was the word coming in?
Oh, yes, I really believe that. I wouldn't have missed it.
Did you learn enough today that actually is worth everything that you had to do to get here?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Who's next? Come on, guys. Danny, get up here. Danny is Mr. Route 66. I bet you a lot of you out there listening have seen Danny or known Danny or bought one of his products about Route 66 sometime during your life. Hi, Danny.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. What are you doing here?
Well, this is my first conference, and of course I live here, and I've been tied up with Michelle and helping with everything we could do. I learn something every time I get around you, and I don't even have to get around you and learn something. All I've got to do is hear it. And today, I have learned more about symbolisms than I had done on my own, which is my own fault for not checking out things like I should. But I really got a lot of information. Watching that Zapruder film and hearing you describe things that's bugged me about that for a long time. I was fortunate or unfortunate to have been in that town partying the night before with a couple of guys, and we found out the president was coming to town, and we decided we didn't need to be there. And I was on my way out of the state the next morning when all that happened.
Oh, you were with Nixon.
No, I was with a couple of friends. We'd been partying, and then we decided that was not a place for three young guys to have been partying and maybe been drinking a little too much with all the heavy security around there. We need to be elsewhere, and we had no idea until we heard it on the radio what had happened. And it broke a lot of people's hearts and ours too, because the President of the United States was assassinated that day. But I've wondered about a lot of things in that, and you helped clear out some of the stuff, and there's still some little mystery still in there, and I imagine it will always be a mystery to some of us.
Certainly, yeah.
And
we may never know who actually pulled the trigger.
That's right.
But we do know who actually engineered it.
Right. But it doesn't make any difference if you're from here or you're from across the country or around the world. If you don't get off your rears and get in gear and go to something like this, and you don't know what you're missing until you get here. I listened to the other conferences that you broadcast and had only wished that I could have been there. So you people out there that wish you were here, you just don't know what you're missing until you get here, because the people, it's not only just important that you come and listen to the information and enjoy it, it's the people, and knowing that other people feel the same way and you're not alone out there. And this needs to grow. We're not alone, and there's more people out there. We just need to get stronger together.
Great.
And
was it worth it?
You bet.
Fantastic.
First day, and it's worth it. I mean, you can't beat a deal like that.
Did you learn something about who you are, the roots of this country?
Yes.
Quite a bit more than what you thought, huh?
it would take a whole show for each one of us to tell about that, you know, and that's impossible, of course. But if I got started, I could fill up your whole show. But that, I don't want to do that, because we got a lot of people here to talk about it, and it's good that we have somebody like you that can do this and get people together.
Well, thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
And maybe as the week goes on and I get tired, maybe you will do the show and I can sit out there.
But I'll be getting my kicks on Route 66.
Okay. Thank you. Who's next? B? Come on up, B. Let's hear from New Mexico. Now, you're from Pie Town, is that right?
I'm half from Pie Town.
Why don't you
say? I'm not quite there yet.
Not quite.
Hi, Ron. It's probably my brother. He watches.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, you're from New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And what are you doing here, B?
What am I doing here? This is wonderful. I think everybody should be here. And if you love your country and the Constitution and your family and you believe in freedom, you should be here. At least listen to you.
Okay. I need you to get a little bit closer and talk a little louder. What did you learn today?
Well, I learned about symbolism. I learned about what happened to Kennedy. I learned about our forefathers. I learned about our country. I learned about what's going on in the world. I learned about who's in back of everything.
And you think it was worth it?
Oh, yes.
And you've got 4 more days to go.
Oh, wonderful. 4 more days. I can't wait.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Who's next up here? Gene? We never were able to get Gene up here last year either. Come on, somebody. You got to have some brave people out here. Okay, Gene, you're next. Get ready. It's right after Dave. Okay? Gene's next, right after Dave.
Just kidding.
I thought he was in San Diego.
Yeah. Maybe Elvis Cleaver?
No, that chicken guy. And,
well, greetings.
Hi, Dave. Dave is Michelle's husband. You all have heard Michelle. You know who she is. You don't know much about Dave, but Dave is probably be just as much responsible for a lot of the results of the Oklahoma City bombing investigation in the book Oklahoma City Day One. And I don't think without Dave that probably any of it would have happened. But you want to tell everybody what's going on here?
Well, thanks, Bill. Asked at the beginning of the broadcast if we would ever realize the worth of what it took to get here and all the money that you spend and the time that you expend. And when I was thinking about that, I realized that there would be maybe two different definitions or meanings of that word realize. Here, I'm tearing the table up.
That's okay.
I don't know if I'll realize the worth of what's happening at this conference this time next year, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. I hope that people in our country would realize the worth of what this conference represents, why the people are here. I don't know if I'm making much sense.
You're making sense for me.
Okay.
I don't know if you're making any sense.
I don't know if it's going to dawn on me until next year or 5 years from now that what these folks here are doing and what I'm doing here can really mean something and make a difference in our country, because our country is pretty screwed up. And I think most people that live in this country know that. They know something's wrong. They just don't know what it is or why it's screwed up or what they can do about it. But it is available to find out. And to me, that's worth a whole lot.
That's why
I'm here.
What'd you learn today?
I learned you like your coffee really hot.
that's true.
I'm not sure I really learned anything that I hadn't heard before, but I think it's like a lot of things in life. We have to hear them again and again before we really understand them,
mm-hmm.
or even believe them, or know them, and can explain them to someone else. If I'm to the point that I can explain something to somebody else, then I think I know it. So.
And that's really the point we want to reach.
Right.
Because the biggest goal that we have in front of us is, of course, educating the rest of us.
Right.
And to be able to be powerful, we have to have a majority of people who understand what's happening and are willing to act upon that.
Right. Well, I mean, I found myself occasionally in life being complacent about things. Oh, I've heard that a million times. Oh, everybody knows that it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I've heard that. But do I understand it? Do I really know it enough to where I could explain it to somebody else? No. So tell it again.
Okay.
If I want to know it.
We'll tell it again, Sam.
Tell me the story.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Gene, it's your turn. Here she comes. By golly.
You're drinking 30.
Huh?
You're going to bring it 30.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay, Gene, what's not fair? Gene, tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
I'm from Los Angeles, and this is my second conference. Unfortunately, I was not able to be here last year, but it's so warm and wonderful to see some of the friends from the first one. And it's just, you really can't put it into words, what you learn here and the feeling that you get and the dedication and the sacrifice that people make to be here. It's just, it's hard to put into words, and it's something that money can't buy.
And what have you learned?
Oh, just like Dave, you know, it's always good to just have this brought to mind again and again. But I like the thing about the symbolism that we learned today, because even though we have all bought the tapes or seen them, it's nice just to go over it, and then you went into so much more detail that was really informative to me.
It opens some doors.
Oh, most definitely.
It's really a secret language that if you know how to read it, you see a whole different world.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, I mean, I'm driving myself nuts as I'm going down the street thinking, what does this mean? What does that mean?
and so do you think that the trip and the problems and the whatever you had to go through to get here was worth it?
Oh, most definitely. I do it. My family knew I'd be here if I had to walk, like everybody else. You know, that there's just no price you can put on the time and the effort and the education that you get here. It's just something that you can never get from a book.
And something really strange. We left at about the same time. We left Arizona, you left California. We drove, you flew, and we beat you.
Just about. We won't go into that.
I'm just joking, folks. We didn't beat her, but we didn't get here
close.
Too much
close.
After uh-huh. you did, which just goes to snow you that what they're doing at the airports.
Well, I'd like to tell my husband I was so important that they held the plane for me, but that wasn't so. There was a few other people on that plane. But I'd like to say hello to Pat. I know that she wanted to be here so much, and my heart goes out to her. She's a good friend of all of ours.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean. Now, folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this pause.
Oh, what a night.
The time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Swiss America Trading specializes, folks, in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets, real money. The stuff that you wish you had in your pockets instead of that green toilet paper. You know, that says Federal Reserve note. It's not federal. There isn't a reserve, and it isn't a note. I mean, really. What does it take to wake you up and make you understand that, hey, we've been had? We've not only been had, we've been used and discarded. And if you only knew the half, if I only had a couple of days to tell you about the truth of what you call your money, which is not money either, you would most probably not even want to get up in the morning. Because as more and more people realize that it's just a house of cards, it's just one more step toward the ultimate day when it all comes falling down. And folks, don't be caught with your pants down looking in vain for something that you can use to get you out of the hole that you're going to find yourself standing in, with your family standing all around you. So call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. Get some books. Start reading up. Find a source for Stephen Jacobson's tape on money, which, by the way, next week sometime after this conference is over, we're going to play that tape in its entirety, and it's going to wake a lot of you up. Some of you have heard of it. Most of you have not heard of it or heard it, and it will definitely bring you out of your slumber. 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Ask them for the current newsletter. And make sure, folks, that if you don't get red carpet treatment, you call me right away. And I'll make sure that when you call again that you do. And I'll make sure that you call again. Don't worry about that. If you listen to this broadcast very much, sooner or later, you're going to call. Sooner or later, you're going to take care of business. But you know how you are? You're a procrastinator, just like me, just like everybody here. They keep waiting for somebody else to come up for this microphone. And sooner or later, they're going to find out that they're the only one sitting there, and the hour isn't over. And I'm going to grab them. So call 1-800-289-2646 and do it now. And folks, don't you wish you were here? Conference attendee here. Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Ken from Arkansas.
And Ken, what are you doing here?
I wanted to come over here. Actually, I wanted to get to the last couple of conferences, but I just wasn't able to. This one was close to home, and I decided I wouldn't miss it for the world. Learn as much as I can.
Well, good. What did you learn today?
I was overwhelmed with the amount of information that was there having to do with the symbology, particularly in Dealey Plaza. And
had you ever been to Dealey Plaza?
I've never been there.
Had you ever seen pictures of it before?
Not a whole lot.
Had anybody ever talked about the symbology and the actual reality of what's in Dealey Plaza?
I had heard some on your show before, but other than that, no.
And you really, without seeing it, you couldn't imagine right. What we were talking about.
Right. No, it's just kind of brings home that really almost nothing in this country was by accident. Everything was by design. You can tell that just from the symbology that's there.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's coincidence that the symbology that is in Dealey Plaza was linked with a key segment of Oliver Stone's movie JFK, which literally reiterated what I had taught you about the symbology in Dealey Plaza, only everybody who watched the movie never understood what they were seeing. He literally tells you who shot Kennedy in the movie, because he knows, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. But anyway, we're talking also one of the symbology, the rose.
Yeah, can you get a little closer? And
okay,
talk
the rose being the symbol of Illuminati, is it?
And international socialism.
Right. And I was kind of thinking about that when I got up to my room tonight, and lo and behold, the toilet paper is called 500 Roses.
500 Roses.
And I think they finally come up with an appropriate use for their symbology.
I think that's great. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, do you think it was worth all the trouble and the money and everything that you had to do to get here?
Very much worthwhile.
Thank you very much.
And I can sure appreciate the trouble you go through every night to put this show on the road.
But it's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah,
even with the problem.
Sure.
Okay, who's next? Don't be bashful. Step right up. Here we go. Pay your dime. Walk through the curtain.
Hi, Bill. Hi. I guess I'm like a couple people out there making cliff notes here to write down what we're going to say. My name is Patrick, and I'm from Kentucky, another one of those backwoods states. Really, the trip wasn't too bad. It was kind of long, but I got to say the roads out here are great. You know, any place you can drive 70 miles an hour and get passed by Winnebago, it's like you're standing still. But,
if you're not careful, they'll run right over you.
And a lot of people, it's kind of funny, they're all sitting out in these chairs, and I really know that most of the time when they listen to the broadcast, they're all laying on their pillow with toothpicks holding their eyeballs open. But let's see. Well, the people are really great, you know. I've only known them for a few hours, and it's like I've known them, you know, my whole life. And I think it's, you know, it's that way because the people share the same values.
And they're good people, and they care.
That's right. And, you know, you can go somewhere, and if the people aren't good people, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. You can't make friends with them.
And you don't feel right. You don't feel comfortable.
Yes, sir.
But you do here.
That's right. There are a lot of people out there in Radio Land, and they probably think, you know, they know all this. Could be true, but like Dave said, if you don't hear it over several times, you don't really know it. And I've tried to tell people about things, and I didn't firmly have it grasped. And I think this is going towards that end. But one thing when I showed up was kind of funny was that, it was Danny. He had that Route 66. I thought he was you for a second. But no, nothing, you know, bad about either one.
What is it about Route 66 that...
it was kind of the, you know, facial and everything. I don't... thought he was person. I was going to say, are you Bill Cooper? But then I thought, well, I better not do that. There was a man I remember, and he sang this little song, and it went something like this. This is for the little children, God knows how it should be. Stars and stripes flying, give us justice and liberty. For the children's sake, right? That's what it's for.
Right. Thanks. That's good.
See you later.
Thank you. By golly, let's take up a collection and get this man a guitar. Who's next? Come on, somebody's got to come up here. If I have to come out there and get you, it's going to be terrible. Be good entertainment, but it'll be terrible. Here she comes. Come on, Gay. Okay, who are you, and what are you doing here?
Hi, Bill. I'm Gay, and I'm from Texas, and I made the most wonderful discovery today. I'm not alone. There are people of like mind here who truly love this country and wish to see it restored to freedom and liberty. And they're wonderful people, and I've enjoyed this so much. And one of my main reasons in coming was to be able to meet the articulate lady, Michelle, that I've admired. Every time I get an opportunity to hear her, I just am amazed how calm, cool, and collected she is, and articulate, and brave, and strong, and I admire her so much. And
boy, she's really got you fooled.
No.
Because Dave and I know better, don't we, Dave? No, she is all that you say and much more. You know, you called me on the phone a long time ago, and
yes,
you left a message, and you wanted to know if you were crazy or if you were the only one in the world that thought like you thought, and you'd like to get in touch with somebody so that you wouldn't have to be alone, and now you certainly have.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say how it just means so much to me to be able to finally be among people, friends that think and care like I do.
Well, that's wonderful. And it says an awful lot about the people that are here.
It does.
Because I know this is coming from your heart, because you're right on the verge of tears.
Well,
you
I'm
have
just
been
shaking
a couple of times today.
I wonder, how do they maintain their composure and not just, Anne is just like she does this every day.
Well, she does. She's been trooping with me for a long time. She's tough. What did you learn today, Gay?
Things that I had learned and read before. I mean, there were a few things that I, symbology, things that I hadn't heard before. But for the most part, I just am amazed at all the people that really, truly, I'm just so used to so many going, duh. So, and the apathetic.
I quit. She's doing a better job than I am. I'm going to give her the microphone and go to my room.
I think that's all I've said, and I want someone else to do this. Diane, she's got a lovely voice. And
come on, Diana.
She should come and say hi to.
You have been called. Thank you, Gay. That was so wonderful. Come on, Diana. There are people down in Texas that want to hear your voice, that want to know that you're really here and that you're not out fooling around somewhere.
My husband would like to know that.
Well, tell us where you're from and what you're doing here, and get close and talk. There you go.
Well, I'm from Texas, Abilene, and after last year, I knew that if I was to be here, if it was my time to be here again, I'd be here, and it was, and I'm here. Today, I learned that, well, there's just so much to learn, and like you were saying, you start off on one venture of research, and it leads you somewhere else, and then you almost drop that little arm of your research, and you go to something else, and it's never ending.
It's never ending. Never. The doors keep opening. There, for every question you answer, 5,000 more crop up, and it's just a procession that never ends.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call that?
The circle of life? No, I don't know.
We call it the quest for the truth.
Oh, right. So, of course, I enjoyed it. Everybody is great and saw some of the same, I'm seeing some of the same people here that we saw last year. And I want to say hi to Anne and Paul, who could not be here. And she told me that they wouldn't have their radio with them, so they're not listening tonight. But her father, Tate, he sends them the tapes. So next week she'll hear this, and I think everybody here has been missing her and wishing we could have seen her. Yeah.
Diane is one of the workers. She's always calling and sending and working and researching and doing things. And so while you're here in front of this microphone, I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Was it worth coming?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I just hope that there'll be many more of these that we can all come to freely, unafraid, and participate.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Diane. Okay, who's next? Oh, here we are. Brave soul. Just stepped right out. Sit down and say the secret word and and give me $100.
Okay, it's for you. Yeah, my name is Richard, and I came from Iowa. I drove about 12 hours to get here. And I love my country, and I know there's something wrong with it, and I want to learn to fix it. I learned today that I'm not a thing or a corporation, and I'm a living being, and a living being doesn't have an address because he moves around. And I learned we're in the situation we're in because we virtually volunteered to be in it. I also learned about some of the documents that we should study, from the Magna Carta to the Constitution for the United States of America. And these documents are still in force, but the sheeple have chosen not to apply them and not to claim and keep their freedom. Also, some of the things you see here you can't see out there on the radio. With the symbolism, you get to see it and ask questions about it, and Bill has drawn the drawings on the blackboard for us. And we've been seeing the video and studying the details of the video, being able to ask questions. That's really worth being here too. And also for you people out there on shortwave, a lot of these people here have started out with shortwave, and you get to find out through the different ways that they came to hear this radio, and it led them to this conference. And I think these are all great people, and I'm glad you're having it.
Well, that's wonderful. Boy, you really did learn a lot today. You didn't forget any of it either, did you?
No. Well,
that's wonderful. Do you think it was worth it?
Yeah, I think it was worth it. I think there's 4 more days, and I think if each one is this good, I'll go away a much better person.
Well, this was my day. I think the next 4 are going to be much better, to tell you the truth. Are you going to be on the camp out?
Yeah, in fact, I've been out to the campground, and it's a big lake, a lot of room, and it looks like that's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All of our campouts have been fun. From the first one where everybody stood huddled in a rainstorm with lightning striking all around us, eating soggy biscuits out of a tin cup, to the second campout, which was really more like a slumber party on the floor of the research center. But this one's going to be right beside the lake with a nice pavilion, a big bonfire, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, maybe we can make breakfast Saturday morning, eggs and hash browns. Also, I'd like to say hi to my friend Gary. Hopefully he's taping this show tonight for me. And thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you. That was great. I love it. You want to come back and do that again? Who's next? Don't be bashful. Who's that back there in the blue shirt? Come on. I got you. Nope, blue shirt. Right there. Let's go. Uh-oh. This guy's big. I better be nice to him. How tall are you? Sit down. Tell me, how tall are you?
6'9".
6'9". I better be very nice. In fact, I'm leaving. You can have it all. Where are you from?
I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
And what are you doing here?
Well, for one thing, it's nice to know that you're not alone out there. There are people that are concerned about the country, and they're not going to just let somebody walk in and take it away from us. I think a lot of people are going to find out that if they ever try it, they are going to be in for a very nasty surprise, because there are a lot of people that are maybe not organized, but will sit down and will put it all on the line if it ever comes to it. And it's something you learned a long time ago in civics class. Freedom is the most expensive word in existence. It is not free. There is a price to be paid for that simple little word. And a lot of people have paid it over the years, and there are a lot of people out there that will still pay that price. It's the highest man can pay.
Well, I'm glad you're 6'9", and I'm glad you're on my side. What did you learn today?
Oh, one thing. A lot of the old documents that came up, Magna Carta, Constitution, it's kind of funny because you don't need a lawyer to sit down there and tell you what it says, because those old boys, we've had a good run, over 200 years off of a one-page document, and I think you don't need 40,000 pages of regulations to set down the basics. That old boy that sat down and wrote that thing put down for freedom. This is the one country in the world that I have ever seen that a man can stand in front of the White House and tell the president he's wrong. I've been in places that if you walked up and said anything in passing about the leader of that country, you got an invitation to a nice little cement cell, or if you were real lucky, you got a free trip to the first airport they could get you out of, and they shipped you out with the clothes you were standing in if you got lucky. And this is one country that a man can sit down and be a citizen. This is one thing in an education about going around to other countries. All these people that want to take away this Constitution, I think these people should live in these other lovely little countries first. You want to take away the Constitution? Then drop it.
Thank you very much. Was it worth coming? Was it worth everything?
Very much. You'll find out that there are other people out there that are thinking just the same as you.
Okay. Thank you. And folks, that wraps it up for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll get on the air sooner. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away.
This is for Pooh and Anna.
It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can't you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wild. You